Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Ches Omer Aleph. We are in the middle of Simen Chav Zayin, which deals with the halachos of tefillin, and we're at the very end words of Lamed Zayin Omer Beis with Si'if Tes. The Mechaber writes, Mekom Hanochas Tefilo Shel Rosh, the proper placement of the Tefilo Shel Rosh. We learned the other day how important it is to properly place the Tefillin Shel Yad. So too, the same halachos apply. Many people make mistakes. This is a critically important shir that the proper placement of the Tefilo Shel Rosh is Mehascholas Ikre Haseyor Mimitzcho At Sof Hamokum Shemocho Shotinok Rofes. What does this exactly mean? The Mechaber says it's from the start of the hairline. The entire tefillin, as we'll see, has to be above the start of the hairline. None of the tefillin can be below the hairline. And it runs the uppermost point where the tefillin can be. You can't go beyond that. It's quite far up on the head, the place where the soft spot in a baby is on their skull, where the bones of the skull have not yet formed into one big bone. And there are spaces called fontanelles, the soft spot of a baby's head. That place, which is towards the top, the highest point on the head, is the latest part where the tefillah shel rosh can be. So you have a huge amount of space, at least space for two pair of tefillin. And many people, as we'll see, mistakenly put the tefillin way too low on the forehead, and that's a real problem, as we'll see inside. So let's now see inside. The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lamed Gimel, tells us, Ikre Haseyor, the start of the hairline. Pirish, it has to be the Beinei Necha Lav Mamishu. When the Torah says, Vayulato Tefos Beinei Necha, it certainly doesn't mean in the place of the eyes. This is Minus, as the Mishnah and Gemara in Meseches Megillah tell us, Nosna Al Mitzcho Al Pas Yodo Harei Zederach Haminus. If somebody places the tefillin actually on their hand, they put it in the palm of the hand, or if they put it in between their eyes, literally, this is Derech Minus. This is heretical, totally incorrect. How do we know this? So Mishnah Berurah says the Gamrinim Zereshava Milo Sosimu Korcha Beneinechem. There's a prohibition about making a bald spot in between your eyes, and this is obviously talking about on the top of the head. Amar Eitzo Meis. This pasuk is written by a mace that you shouldn't take out your hair in mourning over mace. And Malahalan Mekom Shosa Korcha Huberosh. Obviously, there when it's talking about making a bald spot, it has to be on the top of the head, even though it says Beneinechem. So to over here, Avkan Maskel Mekom Tefillin Mekom Shiyeh Shaychus Korcha. So to over here, the proper placement of the tefillin is where there's the potential for there to be baldness, i.e., above the forehead where the hairline starts. Dainu Mekom Hascholas Tzmichas Hasaros Shiberosh, from the very earliest point where the hair roots start growing. The Mishnah Berurah then says, "V'rabim nichsholim be'isuzeh." Many people mistakenly have the tefillin in the wrong place. V'toin lomar, and they mistakenly say, "Sha'akotzu ha'elyon maskil mimkom aseir." As long as part of the tefillin, the ma'avarta part, the part where the ritzua goes in, the back part of the tefillah shorosh, as long as that's above the hairline, life is good. The ikar tefillin munach lametzah, but the majority of the tefillin is hanging on their forehead, where you have furrows, where you have wrinkles in your forehead. That's absolutely no good. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Overmal Issa D'Araisa. This is in fact going against the Torah prohibition. I assume he's telling us what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Shemisha Eino Maniach Tefillin Hu Bechlal Poshi Yisrael Begufan. If somebody doesn't wear tefillin intentionally, he's considered amongst the sinners of Israel with their bodies. On Shem Godol Minaso. It's a very, very heavy penalty to pay. Plus, you're making brachos levatolas. That's possibly an Issa D'Araisa as well. That's what the Mishnah Berurah must be referring to when he says it's an Issa D'Araisa. You're certainly not Yotzi the Mitzvah putting on tefillin. Unfortunately, the words of the Mishnah Berurah are very true. If you look around in the shul, you see many, many people, their tefillin of Shel Rosh is much too low on their forehead. As the Mishnah Berurah tells us, D'chol ha-tefillin tzrich li'os munochim b'mokum she'esh korcha. The entire kitzitza, the entire box of the tefillah Shel Rosh must be totally above the hairline. D'haynu she'afilu kotza ha-tachton shel ha-titura munoch ha-mokom ha-scholas ikri ha-seir. Even the most forward part of the tefillah, the titura, that has to be totally above the hairline as well. A number of interesting questions come up regarding how you define the hairline. Some of these are from Dirshu Notes 35 and 37, as well as from the Halacha Berurah. There are several scenarios, such as, what happens if a person never had hair growing on his head? Person is unfortunately has some medical condition which doesn't allow him to grow hair on his head. Where does he put the tefillin? So Mishalo Gidlu Lo Saros Baroshal Itzad Panav, if somebody doesn't have hair in the front of his head. Kosav ever. Kosav Oschayim Vishalom, Shaniach has a tefillin b'mokum shederach hasaros litzmoch etzol sharinoshim. Then you go by generally where people's hairline starts. However, But don't put him too far back. Let's say somebody has born with a receding hairline. We'll talk about a real receding hairline in a second. But if somebody's hairline is very far back, so make sure that you don't put the tefillah shalosh too far back, which is very unusual, that's the problem, beyond where the fontanelle is, the soft spot in a young baby. Second, much more common case is what happens if a person has a receding hairline. He's going bald, male frontal balding pattern. So the halach is chen legabi misha nishru sa'arus rosh. If somebody's going bald, the Os Chaim v'Shalom writes, the Ben Ishchai writes, Shelos Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi writes, and the halacha Bruri brings down many poskim as well. Yaniach b'makum shabo yugedelos sa'arosov batchila. Then you remember, hopefully, where your hairline was, and that is where your proper lowest point where the tefillah can be. The tefillah has to be totally above that, but where your hairline used to be. So if somebody's balding in the front, so it could still be on the skull directly, not on hair, because he doesn't have there, but it can't be still too low. Sometimes you walk up to people and say, you're tefillin too low. He said, no, it's my receding hairline. That's where my hairline used to be. But by definition, almost nobody has hair on their forehead. That's actually the next point, brought down in Dishonot 38, brings down what happens if somebody does have abnormal hair growth on their forehead. Mishit somchos lo saros gamala metzach. So kosvu b'shelus tshuvus levushim Mordechai and shelus tshuvus priyas sode sheniach davka b'makum shederech hasaros litzmoch b'rosh kol adam b'gova harosh. So you ignore the fact that he has hair on his forehead and you look at a normal person where his hairline normally starts, and that's where that person should as well put his tefillah shorosh. In Dishonot 36, he talks about what happens if somebody's hairline is not straight. As many people have a slightly circular type of a hairline, they have a widow's peak or any other variation. So he writes, Umisha tzuras gidul sa'arosav b'tchilas rosho lo b'kav yosher ela b'igol. If somebody doesn't have a straight hairline and it's somewhat circular, so he brings down Mizgeres HaShulchan, shetzorich lizar shekol rochav hatituri yeh b'mokom haseir. Then one should make sure that the tefillah shorosh is high enough up that the entire tefillah is still above the hair. No part should be directly on the skull. It should all be above the hairline. So if it's a circular hairline, you have to push the tefillah all the way back. So it's totally above the hairline. Shari ribua hatitura hi aloch lemosh misinai. This squareness of the titura of the box is aloch lemosh misinai, and the entire box therefore has to be above the hairline. It doesn't do you any good to say that certain part of it is above the hairline and the side parts are not because of the circular hairline. However, he does bring down on the other point, the other opinion, Bishelus Shuvit Sur Yaakov and the Piska Zuta, who say, Af ba'ofen zeh mutu laniach has tchilas hatitura amokum tchilas ikri asarvus. As long as the hairline, the lowest point where the hairline is, as long as the tefillah, including the entire titura, are above that point, even though the hairline changes, that's good enough. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and he says, "Avol ein lahashgiach l'mi sheyesh lo saros aruchos sheshochvim ad chatzi ametzach lo niach shon tefillin." He says if somebody has a Beatles style haircut, their hair goes down on their forehead. So that's obviously no good also. It goes by the roots. Ki haschalas mekom ha-tvilin tzorech lios mehaschalas ikrei ha-seyor shebapadachas ulamala. It has to be where the hairline is and above it. Not where your hairline is and then the hair goes down. You comb your hair downwards. You have bangs on your forehead. So that doesn't count. You can't put the tvilin over there as well. And the Mishnah Berurah then concludes and says, "V'yosetov laniach kitzas lamala mishurzeh." Best not to take any chances and always put the tefillin higher up on the forehead, significantly enough above the hairline, so it shouldn't slide down and go below the hairline in any small part of the tefillin. Because you have plenty of room higher up on your head, you have very little room when you get close to the hairline. Don't take any chances. So that the tefillin shouldn't slide down, as they often do move about. If they slide down a little bit and you're right at the very edge, you're going to be not yotze, and you'll have none of the credit, so to say, for wearing your tefillin in the proper place for all the time that you're wearing them. He then adds, "V'chol aminichin ala metzach." If you do put it intentionally on the forehead, "Umina karayim." That's the way the karayim did it because they follow the psukim very literally. "V'lo asa mitzvah," and you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, obviously placing the tefillin on your head. And if you didn't do it at all right, so then you never weyotzi the mitzvah, and then you're considered, as we said, like a poshi yisrael begufan, and also bracha levatola. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, bringing down the opinion of the olas atomid, "V'chol bal nefesh yazir lechaverov v'yilamdem shelo yikoshlu b'zeh." It's important to go over properly and politely to people who you see that wearing the tefillin too low and tell them, listen, your tefillin aren't in the right place, because people may not be able to easily see that their tefillin are or are not in the right place. Kadesh lo yu chas v'sholem b'chlal poshis or begufin. As I said, that they shouldn't be people who aren't wearing their tefillin in the right place. Dezeu karkafto delo monach tefillin, because this is considered somebody who is a skull that's not wearing tefillin, and therefore v'gam ha-brocha ha-vil v'atola. If they're never in the right place, then the brocha is also brocha l'vatola. The tefillin shemunachin shelo b'makomam have a kimunachin b'kisan. If your tefillin aren't in the right place, it's as if they were still in the bag, and you get no credit at all. V'im nishmetu mimakomam, if they moved out of their place, tzorich lachzir and take it. You have to go put him back right away. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, we discussed whether or not you have to make a bracha. This is a reminder to us in Dirshu note 39. This was discussed in Sif Yud Beis, and there was a machlokas within the Shalah who said you don't make a bracha because mistami, you have your mind on the tefillin all the time. And the Chayyadim said that hamavarech lo hivsid, and the Mishnah Berurah paskened over there that it's best to minimize the amount of brachas you make, so we follow the Shalah. And if your tefillin get moved out of the right place, they slide down a little bit to below the hairline, or they go too much to the left or to the right, as we'll see. So you put them back in the right place immediately, but you don't have to make a new bracha. He also brings down the Taz, who says, certainly if it didn't move entirely out of the place, some of the tefillin was still in the right place, then everybody would agree you certainly don't make a bracha. You just put it back into the right place. In the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMaskel Ad Sof, he brings down the Tur, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, who say that the entire part of the head, above like the midway point of the head, is perfectly good. However, he does bring down the Beis Yosef and the Smak and the Kolbo, who move that shear of where the end point where the Tefillin Shel Rosh can be. They move the end point a little bit earlier, a little bit more proximal on the head. The Shear HaNochas Tefillin Nimshach B'Sachakol Ad Chatzi Shipu HaRosh, until halfway point of the sloping upwards of the head. This is a smaller space, and the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha says that one should try to be Zohar here for this year. However, Mikol Makom Bederek Klal Yosetov Sheyamshich Atulim Begovel Lamala Miyashpilim Letzara Meitzach. But if your choice is putting it too high or too low, you're much better off putting it on the higher part, because you still have plenty of shittas who say that that's good, and no shittas says if you put it too low. That's why the Bir Halacha and others also bring down that one should make sure that the tefillin aren't too large. The larger tefillin are actually not good. And in Dirshu Note 40, he brings down in the name of the Bir Halacha Shenachun LiAdam Shiu Tefilov Mimutzon. The best thing to do is not to have too big tefillin or too small tefillin. Too small tefillin, the parshos are sometimes a problem in getting them kosher, or that they easily rub out. So therefore, one should try to have average size. The middle ground is always the best. The hainu lo pachos mi etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, not less than 2 etzbas by 2 etzbas, about 2 inches or so squared. And lo yosem mi arba etzbos al arba etzbos, and the tefillah itself should not be more than 4 etzbos, about 4 inches or so by 4 inches. The Halacha Berurah brings down Umutul Istakel Bimare Kedei Liro Shatfilin Sharosh Munachas Bimakom Amaroi. He brings down a very good suggestion that you should look in some sort of a mirror. Many people carry a little pocket mirror in their tefillin bag or attached to their tefillin bag, so they can look to see that their tefillah Sharosh is in the correct place, totally above the hairline. Dirshu note 42 brings down the same opinion in the name of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, who says, Min haroi liros b'mare es ha-tfilin munachas b'mokom anochom. One should put the tefillin in the right place. Make sure you do this by using a mirror. Now, the famous shita of the Sanzer Rav, the Divrei Chaim, was that a man cannot use a mirror because women use mirror, and this is over the issur of lo yulbash ish simlas isha. A man shouldn't be wearing a woman's clothing, and therefore a man using a mirror, according to the Divrei Chaim, is not permissible. However, the vast majority of poskim today do not seem to poskim that way, and it has become common practice to men do look in mirrors, and therefore this is an Eitzah Tova that's brought down by both Rav Yashiv Zatzal and the Halacha Berurah and many other poskim. Si'if Yud. Tzorech Shiyeh HaKesher Me'achorei HaRosh L'mala Ba'oref. Now, the back part of the tefillin is the knot that's in the shape of a dalet, or 2 dalets, different opinions we'll learn tomorrow. And that back part of the tefillin, not the tefillah itself, not the box itself, but where the ritzua goes around and forms the knot, that should be in your oref, by the nape of the neck. Where exactly is this location? So in Siv Katan Lamed Hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shehu Sof HaGugolis, this is the end of the skull, V'hu neged upon him, this is opposite to the face, but not too far down that it should be negative against the neck. It should be like no lower than the bottom of your chin if you go straight line back towards the back of your neck, but not below the neck, not below the chin. Ideally, the knot should be above the notch that you have in the back of your neck, above the neck and right at the bottom of the base of the skull. And certainly, the knot should be in a place where the hair grows. Not where the hair goes down, but where the roots of the hair still are. That's the lowest point where the Kesher can be in the back. If you're below that point, the Shamu Mafrekis, that's already the Mafrekis of the Tzavor, that's the back spine of the neck, below Orif, and not the nape of the neck. That's why you should make sure that the Ritzua is not too big, because it needs to be tightly attached to the head. It shouldn't be so wide that it's going around like your ears. Because in that situation, you have two problems over here. Number one, you need to have it tightly tied. And this, that's called tying it onto your head. And Shane is number two. If it's too loose, then it's going to fall down too low on your forehead. Or the back is going to go down too low if the ritzuas are too wide, and that's why tefillin should be personalized for every person. That's why it's bad to borrow somebody else's tefillin. You don't know how to adjust the knot, and one should make sure that the tefillin are adjusted and placed individually for each person, because otherwise v'lo yubim makom nevarlem, they won't be in the right place. Then the Mechaber says, Sorech l'chavim haktzitzo, one should make sure that the box itself should hay be'emtza, it should be plop in the middle between your eyes, obviously higher up on the skull, but in between your eyes if you'd bring it down, k'dei she'teyeg neged beinu einayim. V'gam hakesh yeh be'emtza orif. And likewise, the knot in the back has to also be equivalent to between your eyes. V'lo yateh l'kan o l'kan. It shouldn't be too much to the left or to the right. The Mishnah Berurah brings down an Os la'midvav, that rochav arosh v'lo yateh osam l'tzadechot. It should be plop in the middle and not too much to the left or too much to the right, in order to fulfill the yulototofos bein enecha. V'habi achronim katsu diim shina bezeh lo kiyam mitzvah tefillin. If it's not in that place, you aren't yotze. V'tzorch lizor bezeh, and you should be careful about this. Gam nochon lizor lachatchilu shliyu tefillin gedolim yotze. Then the Mishnah Berurah points out, don't have your tefillin be too big, as we said before. Does yevshor kimach yumu dokim al rosh gam shiyumu nochon am komen. They won't be able to be tightly put into place, and they won't be in the right place. Finally, the Halacha Berurah brings down an interesting din based upon the Zohar, who says, Yistako b'shnei hashinin shebebeis hatfilin. You should look at the shin on the left and on the right of the tefillah shorosh. First look at the shin that has four legs to it, and then look at the shin that has three legs to it. And finally, if you touch the hair on your head, you do not have to wash your hands after you put on the tefillah shorosh. That concludes today's important shiur.